Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Okay. On this show, we do basic math. We've been doing basic math for a long time. Basic math, and if you think about it, you're like, why is no one doing this basic math? What do we learn during the Biden administration? They were lying about the jobs, lying about creating jobs. We had entire quarters, that's 3 months, at a time where we created no jobs. None. Zip. Zilch. Zero. And yet, in just 4 years, we imported 12 million illegals. In months, we actually did create jobs because it is, as we know, the Democrat policy to destroy America from within, and the primary target is the economy, right? So not creating jobs is good in Democrat world because it causes government dependency. But the problem is it's illegal to hook your illegals up to the system. So if you're not creating jobs, you're already lying about creating jobs. Best case scenario, you're creating 150,000 jobs a month during the Biden administration. That was a really good month, and it didn't happen often in the Biden administration. But you're bringing in 12 million people. Where are they working? Where? Let's assume that half of them are adults. Where are they working? You let another 13 million overstay their visas, or you flew them in here. You gave them a QR code, pretended that made them legal, and dumped them. 300,000 a quarter, dumped in Florida alone. But you weren't creating jobs. How do you bring a total of 25 million people here? Trump uses that number because it's 12 million illegals, right? It's the those that Biden illegally flew in from Guatemala, from Haiti, some from Iran, some from Syria. Oh, dear God. Some from Afghanistan, other places, right? How do you let 25 million stay or even 12 million? We're not creating any jobs. You've heard me, Lee. I've been trying to do this math, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where are they? How are they eating? The first hint that we saw that something was dearly wrong here was the study, the phone survey, where the Center for Immigration Studies actually called up illegal immigrants and did a phone survey and said, adults, and said, are you working above board, under the board, anywhere or away? Are you working? And the majority came back. It was like a little over 51%. No, we're not working. Not work. Okay. Wow. Just whoa. That millions and millions and millions of people are not working. How are they eating? I had a gut feeling, a spidey sense I was paying for it, but I wasn't really sure how. Well, this is the find out how part. It took more than just hooking them up on the welfare programs illegally, because that's a violation of federal law. They are not legally here. They cannot be on those programs. You can't just dump 12 million people on welfare programs, Lee, and think that nobody is going to take notice. You can't dump 25 million people on welfare programs and think that nobody is going to take notice. So they had to take extreme measures. They had to defraud everything from the autism program to the meals program to Medicaid, where they're just going in and flat out stealing cash that's supposed to be used for medical treatment and handing it to illegals. That's California, by the way. We haven't even gotten to Minnesota this morning. We're finding this, Lee. I could do a whole show on this. In fact, I think I will, because this is the heart of the civil war that we are in. And this is how we get these people out. And I mean this in a nice way. We starve them. We don't deliberately starve them. We just cut them off from the system they are defrauding and signed up to illegally. Now, no one's actually going to starve. You know why? Because Trump says per person, hey, well, you got a family of four, you are committing fraud. Yeah, I know the Democrats signed you up in Minnesota or California. You can't stay. You're not getting the food. But here's the thing. Here's $1,000 for your trouble and a free ticket back to where you came from. We're sorry that Joe Biden did this. And no one's going to starve. We just send them home. That's the game. And we are in the thick of it now. And most Americans don't even know what's going on. Let me give you an example of what we've been locked onto, like a heat-seeking missile. This is just a small part of this, you understand. The 700,000 illegals already dumped off the SNAP program. Again, we're not being mean. It is illegal for them to be on it. It is fraudulent. Many of them are on it twice. Why? So they're using somebody else's name. It's massive fraud. This is why Doge Lee found the fraud controls turned down to zero. No fraud control. So we're going to find these people, both the visa overstays, they're illegal immigrants now, and the people that Biden brought over the border illegally, gave them a QR code to make it look official. You can't do that. And the people that they led over the border and flew in at your expense to the country. We're going to find massive fraud. I mean, it's going to boggle the mind. But we're beginning to heal from this. So 700,000 kicked off the food stamp rolls by Brooke Rollins. And we've been learning this over the last 2 weeks. In the beginning of the year, the Trump administration said to all the states, turn over your food stamp rolls. In other words, you go sign up for food stamps locally, wherever you are. And then the federal government pays. You don't go to D.C. to do that. She said, turn it over. She's the head of the USDA, appointed by Trump. Well, sometimes she says 26 and sometimes she says 29 states. I'm not sure which is correct. But they turned the rolls over, all the red states and a handful of Dem states. 21 states are digging in. Minnesota, California, the places we're already seeing the fraud reports come out of.
Yeah, the usual suspects.
Mm-hmm. 21 states are digging in and saying, we are not turning it over. So here's what happens. Remember, the Democrats insist there is no illegal immigration, illegal immigrants on fraud. Not a big, you know, fraudulently on SNAP or any kind of welfare. It's not happening.
Yeah, right.
Cool, turn your rolls over. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, we're not doing that. No, turn them over. No, we're not doing that. See, because what the Trump people did internally is resurrect the system. They have a system now. They can run you against it and tell like that if you're an illegal. They can run whole rolls by it, down it. That's Doge created it. It exists. That's just what Elon Musk has been talking about, what they're quietly doing in the background. Dems know the books are cooked. Dems know they hid these people all over the place. Think about that, hiding your shadow nation fraudulently on the welfare rolls when it's at least 12 million strong. That's shocking. But they did it, and we're finding it. So here's where we are today. The Trump administration sued the 21 Democrat states, said, turn over your rolls. We're going to find the rest of the fraud. By the way, the 700,000 fraudulent cases, most of which they suspect are illegal immigrants that they kicked off the food stamp rolls, Lee. Again, that's just red states and about three, four Democrat states. The 21 all Democrat states, we haven't taken a look at it yet because they won't turn them over. So we sued them. Trump sued them for the information. The Democrat states, Politico reported, sued back. Oh, yeah, civil rights violation of civil rights, something. Yeah. It's not going to work. We're going to get it. Now, here's how you fight. This is the good news this morning, okay? It's disturbing to learn all this because you go to work every day, and what you can't see is the third world people unvetted writing on your back as you then go to grocery store after work, try to figure out, wow, what am I going to cut out this week to feed my family? And they're writing on your back. They're not even working because they're here to vote Democrat. There's no other reason they're here for. Well, Brooke Rollins just aimed a nuke. So did the whole Trump administration. Headline, USDA to halt federal funding. So that's food stamp money. Two states not sharing SNAP data. So the Democrat position, Lee, besides, hey, every illegal immigrant should go free. By the way, we released 7,000 of them in New York City that could have been turned over to ICE. We love criminals. Is also that fraud is good and you can't know who we signed up on the food stamp rolls.
And if you ask, you're racist.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you ask, you're racist. Now, Democrats are going to go buck wild over this. You're going to hear today that Republicans are starving immigrants. That's not happening. Nobody's doing that. If you are legally here and legally able to get on those rolls, you can. That is not happening. What is happening is we are going after people defrauding the American people. You know what we call those? We don't call those immigrants. We call those criminals. Those are criminals. That is crime. And what you're seeing here is the complicity, Lee, of the Democrat leadership in this. And it's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're seeing in Minnesota, and I've got some unbelievable audio coming up. You got to hear this. Where Tim Walz and the Democrats persecuted whistleblowers, got their accounts taken offline as they're like, there's massive fraud, there's billions, there's massive fraud. And they keep getting the accounts shut down. Tim Walz would not only do nothing, he persecuted the people who came forward. Why? Because every Democrat state's like this, Lee, and we're going to learn. Every one of them that's run by Democrats has $4, 5, 6 billion worth of fraud paying for these illegals. So they had to use autism programs. They had to use, you know, meals during coronavirus programs. Any program that was available, they had to defraud. They couldn't put them all on welfare. It would be on SNAP, on, you know, that kind of thing. It would be too obvious. It's just too many. You know, people would notice if the rolls went up that high. And that's what they were doing here. Did you look at Minnesota, right? The autism scam, right? Everybody's focusing on just the Somalis and they came here and Al-Shabaab. By the way, Al-Shabaab's main source of funding is the U.S. taxpayer and the Minnesota taxpayer. Can you believe City Journal has
that? Just shaking my head.
You know Al-Shabaab's Al-Qaeda?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So here's the problem with this. So you got all that. They had to hide them somewhere. So when you look at what's going on here, we're looking at it wrong. We're looking at, well, the Somalis, committed fraud. Well, they did. As part of what, though? As part of what thing? Oh, funding Al-Shabaab. Okay, good. Keep going. No. As part of Tim Walz's program to hide hundreds of thousands of them there and feed them. So what do you got? Somalis. Listen to this, Lee, from City Journal. 1 in 16 Somali kids has now been declared autistic. Some families have all their kids declared autistic. Why? Because you get a subsidy from these fraudulent Somali charities of $500 to $1,400 a month per autistic kid. By the way, the diagnoses were fake.
Well, I was just thinking, okay, show me the doctor's note,
there
please.
There isn't any.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, back to zero fraud controls, right? So what are we really looking at here? What's some bad Somalis? We need to send them home. Sure. But what are we looking at really? The ways and the lengths that Tim Walz and the Democrats had to go to stash these 12 million, 25 million really, on all these programs. This is the beginning of the fight back and the take back the country.
And
go ahead.
I'm just going to say, you haven't even gotten to the driver's license for illegals in Minnesota going on, too.
Oh, no. I'm heading there, too. Oh,
okay. All right. Good.
This is going to take an hour, but you're not going to hear this anywhere else. No one is going to put this together the way I am. I've just spent hours on this yesterday, and I get it. I can see the whole map. I can see the way forward. And by the way, you know what they're beginning to find? The links between the Democrat fraud in Minnesota and the Democrat fraud in Seattle. They're running these same scams out of Seattle. And I got more links to California today. They're running these same scams in California. This is not just Minnesota. That's just what broke first.
Yeah.
The figure I'm hearing, and I'm going to explain this coming up and lay it out so everyone can understand it. It's going to blow your mind. Just in California, $100 billion worth of fraud.
Gosh.
Yeah, so the Dems are in it. The immigrants are in it. They're forming NGOs. They're exfiltrating the money. There are no fraud controls of any kind. By the way, it's going on in Michigan, too, where they got rid of the fraud controls there. So guess what? You can sign up for welfare with, get this, your name and your birth date.
Wow.
Strange. That's the way you can sign up for Obamacare, too. Your name and your birth. You don't need a social security number or anything. Again, fraud controls turned to zero. But we're going to turn them back up. This is the beginning of healing this country, folks. As mad as this might make you, this is good news. The only way this goes south now is Trump stops fighting. He can't stop fighting.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In the end, when you hook up 12 to 25 million people illegally in violation of federal law to our welfare state, even in a country this big, there's not enough space to hide them. And since the Democrat program, the goal of it is to destroy America from the inside, most especially the economy, you don't create jobs. So those two policies of Democrats really conflict. Bringing in the shadow nation of replacement voters when they have destroyed the economy and there are no jobs. Got to feed them or they'll go home. They won't vote Democrat to be back in Somalia. Got to feed them. And so you have to commit fraud on a level that is incomprehensible.
In fact, according to a new bombshell report from the New York Times, Somalian migrants in Minnesota have defrauded nearly $1 billion in taxpayer-funded benefits under Democrat Governor Waltz's leadership. President Trump is putting an end to this dangerous America Last approach. His position is rooted in common sense.
You bet it is. That's Caroline Leavitt, his spokesperson. Okay, listen to this. This is the federal prosecutor who has been, Joe Thompson, who has been working on this for 5 years, trying to get anyone to listen. He has done the prosecutions because they refuse to do it at the state level. So we're now at the point where Democrats are not only openly facilitating fraud, the entire justice system at the state level that would stop it is gone. If you are brown, If you would vote Democrat at a high rate, and if you are an illegal immigrant, you are literally untouchable, which means your fraud is too. So we got to come in from the outside and recapture this territory. And you could say, you know, we'll let it go. It's a blue state. We don't care about Minnesota. Let it go. Let them have it. We'll have a smaller America. The problem is they still have the ability to siphon off those federal dollars fraudulently. Here's Minnesota federal prosecutor Joe Thompson describing what prosecuting this is like. And folks, the billion dollars they've stolen, just the tip of the iceberg, he says. Just in Minnesota.
He recently told investigative reporter Eric Rasmussen his team continues to find more fraud across a variety of taxpayer-funded programs.
The example I'll give is 1 million seconds is about 11 days, more or less. 1 billion seconds is 32 years. To give you a sense of how much 1 billion is, it is an astronomical amount of money. I think we've all come to understand the magnitude of the fraud problem here in Minnesota.
From feeding our future to autism treatment centers to housing programs.
I think ultimately we'll have prosecuted $1 billion worth of fraud. Not that there was $1 billion. There's far more.
Billions.
Billions.
Do you have to sort of triage cases? Do you have to make hard decisions about what to pursue, even if there's something over here that might be legitimately troubling?
Absolutely. I mean, we can't prosecute all the cases. That's not even a realistic goal. We have to pick the ones that have the most impact.
Even the New York Times reported yesterday, if you want the link, it's attached to my Battleground America podcast, that Democrats turned their head to allow the fraud. They actually wrote that, which means it's so much worse. They were openly facilitating it. They have to. You can't keep these people here otherwise. How are they going to vote Democrat? Keep in mind where we are, okay? They had total censorship of social media. They thought we were never going to win again. They were already doing Arctic Frost, going after more than 100 organizations that make up the Republican Party, from the pollsters to the strategists to the RNC. They thought we were never going to have power again. They were already spying on us through Arctic Frost, spying on our phones. They were spying on all the Republican committee chairmen, the senators. We were all going to prison. So they turned the fraud controls down to zero, going, well, Republicans be lucky to stay out of prison. We're going to finish off the party. We're going to put thousands in prison the way that we did on January 6th. We don't have to worry about fraud anymore. We could just hook these illegals up. We could hook these immigrants up to all kinds of fraud. And we don't have to commit. We don't have to create jobs. And then Donald Trump won. Oops. Oops, folks. We are going to see wonders. Evil wonders in terms of fraud that blow the human mind. It's just honestly incomprehensible. And we're going to see the Democrats are behind it. And we're going to start with the immigration fraud. See, here's the thing. But before they stole from us, they stole immigration benefits from us. In other words, they lied about who they were to get here. Or maybe it was the Democrats lying about who they were to get here. It's really unclear. But Kristi Noem is on it, folks. Coming up, I'm explaining this because our media isn't explaining this very well. The sheer unmitigated insanity of the immigration fraud that was committed before the billions were stolen to get these people here. Just that alone is going to boggle the mind. But folks, this is a good news broadcast. Understand? Can you imagine this country if Donald Trump didn't win? If he didn't win in a mini landslide enough votes to overcome their election fraud, can you see this country was done? This is a Lazarus situation. This is a phoenix rising from the ashes situation. We got 3 years, folks, and it's war.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Democrats had a problem. When you take in 12 million replacement voters over your deliberately open border, and you allow another 13 million to either stay or you illegally fly them in on those illegal flights that Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and George Bush raised the money for, their charity in partnership with Mark Zuckerberg's Forward.us, that's a massive... By the way, Bush, Clinton, and Obama should go to prison for that. That is classic human trafficking. The cartels used to do it. Did you bring those people in? You're flying in 300,000, 400,000 people a year illegally, by the way, because Biden's not authorized to do that. Well, they're going to starve. That clashes, because they got to work. That clashes with the Democrats' goal to destroy America from within, most specifically the economy. They were doing a great job of that. No jobs were created in many quarters, and then they just lie about jobs created, revise it down later, right? But that meant there were no jobs. You can't hide 12 million people, much less 25 on a food stamp rolls. It's going to show. So what do you do? Well, first thing you do is you commit massive fraud like we're seeing in Minnesota. And they're saying, the federal prosecutor saying, a billion? Are you kidding me? It's billions. We just don't have the staff, so we can only get the low-hanging fruit. That's just Minnesota, folks. Across these Democrat states, I bet it's $1 trillion. I am not kidding. The math adds up. But I'm going to lay it out throughout the course of the show today. This is going to be one of these shows you should listen to from beginning to end because nobody else is going to do it this way. You'll hear this stuff eventually, but it's going to be months from now before anybody else on our side puts it together. But you know who's put it together? The Trump administration. Okay, there's phase two of this, folks. In addition to the welfare, they had to figure out how to give good-paying American jobs to the illegals. They had to figure that out, and they did. One of the sources of them was CDLs, commercial driver's licenses. Do you see this? We're now finding out a third of the commercial driver's licenses in just Minnesota were illegally given out in violation of federal law, but according to a very consistent pattern that we're seeing in California, too. They were, number one, giving them to drivers not domiciled in Minnesota. In other words, you don't live there. Why would you do that? Well, because it's a Democrat state, so the word gets out among the illegals. Okay, I could get one of these in a Democrat state, even though I don't live there. So they go get one. Now you got a good paying job. Used to be an American job. Screw Americans. They're not working. Listen to who they're giving them out to. Drivers not domiciled in Minnesota. That's illegal. And listen to this, issuing CDLs that extend beyond the expiration of the driver's lawful presence in the U.S. In other words, they're illegal immigrants. These are the visa overstays, okay? This is the other 13 million that adds up to 25 million. The visa overstays. They didn't come over the open border. They overstayed their visas. So they were giving them these commercial driver's license. And listen to this. They were even giving them to citizens of Mexico, not present in the U.S. Ah, yeah. Hey, call up Minnesota. Yeah. No, call up Minnesota from Sinaloa. Yeah, no. We'll get you a CDL. You down in Sinaloa? That's fine. No, that's good. It's great. No, we get you a CDL. No. We don't need Americans driving trucks. Used to be a way people could support a family. Not anymore. Not if you're American. So they did this. They did this without background checks. That's how we caught a wanted terrorist from Bosnia on the international terror watch list, driving with a CDL. Folks, he had been given in Pennsylvania. This is in all these Democrat states. Remember him last week? He's on my X feed if you want to scroll down to find him. He'd been given a real ID. How the heck did that happen? He had the gold star. Wanted for terror. Jihadist and recruitment. By the way, his CDL let him drive a truck with chemicals, highly flammable, dangerous chemicals, and allowed him to drive a school bus with kids. Democrats, y'all. Democrats. So this is what Kristi Noem is talking about. There's so many parts of this. The head of the Department of Homeland Security. They are going in and looking at not the theft from these federal programs of billions of dollars just in Minnesota, just by the Somali immigrants. They're looking at the immigration side, the visa. Do you legitimately come here? Are you who you say you are? Did you have a right to come here? You know what kind of fraud rate they're finding on the visas? 50%. So they committed fraud on their visas to come here and commit more fraud. Take a listen. It's Kristi Noem yesterday talking about Governor Tim Walz and the massive Minnesota Somali visa fraud.
You told me to look into Minnesota and their fraud on visas and their programs. 50% of them are fraudulent.
Dang.
Which means that wacko Governor Walz either is an idiot or he did it on purpose. And I think he's both, sir. He brought people in there illegally that never should have been in this country, said they were somebody that they're not. They said they were married to somebody who was their brother or somebody else. Fraudulent visa applications, signed up for government programs, took hundreds of billions of dollars from the taxpayers, and we're going to remove them and we're going to get our money back.
So Sean Duffy, Transportation Secretary, he's just put Minnesota on notice. They have 30 days to boot these third of people off, just turn off their CDLs, or they'll lose $30 million in federal funding. Again, issuing the CDLs this way violates the law. So understand how this happens. Democrats commit visa fraud to get them in. Then they need a way to feed them all. Part of that is welfare fraud. Part of that's Medicaid fraud. They're literally using Medicaid money in California, handing it out to illegals on Visa cards and cash. Remember this, I can't play this enough because this is going to be the next big breaking story. You think that $5 to $6 billion stolen in Minnesota is a big deal? Oh, wait, you see California. And that's what Elon Musk is talking about here on Joe Rogan. I can't play this audio enough.
They were also giving out like debit cards with $10,000. So it's not just about medical care. The Democrats mention the medical care because they're trying to prey on people's empathy as much as possible. And then they imagine, oh, wow, somebody has a desperately needed medical procedure. And shouldn't we maybe take care of them in that regard? But what they do is they divert the Medicaid funds and turn it into a slush fund for the states that goes well beyond emergency medical care. And New York and California would be bankrupt.
So they just turn it into cash and hand it out. Zero fraud controls. And there you go. But we're getting, folks, the good news is we're not even a full year into this presidency, like almost 11 months in. We got it. We got 3 years to fix this. They're going to cheat like you've never seen in the midterms. Anything to stop it. Anything. Because you know what? We cut the food off. We give them $1,000 and a plane ticket. They will go home. And they will go home fast. And the Democrats know it. However this ends will either be the end of this country or the beginning of a new era where Americans are in charge again. It's either going to be the shadow nation they imported to outvote us or us. One wins. And it's all in all of this, cutting off the CDLs. By the way, did you see this in California? Absolutely heartbreaking. Newly married couple, married 16 days, murdered by Democrat policies and an illegal immigrant by the name of Jashanpreet Singh. Driving illegally, of course, because what other way under Democrats, a commercial driver's license in a truck out of California. Bam! 16 days. Dead. They died together. But the good news is they died quickly. And the really good news is we're stopping this. We're saving people one life at a time and taking the country back. Dang! You see vaccine stocks take a hit? Ooh, that hurt. That's what happens when you kill kids with your vaccine. Lie about it. Vaccine stocks plummet after an historic admission. This is going to go down in history, folks, but this will be referred to. What is happening this week? This is a huge story. For the first time, the FDA admitted not only is the COVID shot not safe, it killed at least 10 children. I thought that was impossible. Well, it's quite possible. But you weren't supposed to know. No, no, no. In a memo to staff, the U.S. FDA, Food and Drug Administration's vaccine regulator, the top guy, guy by the name of Dr. Vinay Prasad, admitted that the COVID vaccine is responsible for at least 10 deaths in children, which is, quote, certainly an underestimate due to underreporting and inherent bias in attribution. At least 10 deaths. By the way, they were using a very small sample size. They were just saying, okay, like out of these people, how many did the COVID vaccine kill? We're going to go into hundreds, if not thousands. You think, no, we would have heard that. No, you wouldn't. What parent who called up their local television news station saying the COVID vaccine killed my child? They're not putting them on the air. You think that's going to happen? You've heard the commercials at every break on every media outlet. You've heard them here. That's not going to happen. Plus, that was thought to be a conspiracy theory. That phone call would have gone unanswered. The only question is how many kids they kill. Folks, there is a risk. You remember when Joe Biden gave Fauci basically a federally funded limo and a full security team and a pardon? This is why. They know what they did. And now the stock market does too. So it is with great joy that I report Moderna is down 6%, BioNTech down 4.3%, Novavax down 4%, Vaxcyte down 6.6%. Pound them into the ground where they put all those people with the shot. So here's what the Washington Post and the New York Times are doing right now. They're going to the paid vaccine promoters, Dr. Paul Offit, Dr. Peter Hotez, Dr. Peter Marks, and they're quoting them going, oh, we don't believe it. We don't believe it. Dead children, we don't care. We don't believe it. Believe it. It's about to get worse. It's just the children they killed. This doesn't count the teenagers they killed. This doesn't count the 20s, the 30s, the 40s. This is the beginning of the end. And they're not, here's the crazy part. They're not giving up. No, no. You know how a lot of people go get the flu shot every year? My dad does, right? They tell the old people, these doctors who are so ignorant. They say, get the flu shot, get the flu shot. And it's not their fault. They're ignorant. They're smart people. They're just brainwashed by the government. Get the flu shot, get the flu shot, get the flu shot. Yeah, they're coming out with an mRNA flu shot. It's the same kill cocktail as in the COVID vaccine. So then what they're hoping is these people go get, can I have the flu shot? And not realizing they've taken the COVID shot just for the flu. He dropped dead 2 weeks later. Everyone goes, well, he was old. And everybody gets rich. Well, here's the other reason these stocks are down. They lied, fudged, let's say, to their investors and said, oh, the trials of the mRNA flu vaccine are going so well. Not true. Listen to this. They've got to vaccinate 300 people with this thing. 300 with the new mRNA flu vaccine. This is in the trials. It's not out yet. To stop one case of the flu. And it comes with six times the adverse events as infections prevented. So folks, they're doing it again. The purpose of this mRNA shot can't be to stop the flu. So what is it? I don't know. But the stock market's about to find out. I hope every one of these companies goes down, bites the dust. And then I hope their executives spend the rest of their lives in prison thinking about those kids they killed with their lies. But we're not there yet. I'm just enjoying watching the plummet in the stock market. It's the very least they deserve.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.